What a blessing and an honor to be in your presence today. It's really, really nice to be here. It really is. Many of you may not know. I know Lee knows, but I was raised Catholic in this very city. And the only place, the only house of religion that wasn't segregated in this city, in this county. My family and I were the only colored people there. Can I be at home? Do y'all mind? Okay, because I'm going to be. I just want to ask permission. I want to say a couple things, just to place some things in order. Thank you for this invitation to my dear, dear friend, Lee Thompson, and Beth, whom I've not seen this morning. I'm trusting she's here. Say yay if you're here, Beth. Okay, pray. Okay. Yeah. I'm so grateful to you and to Connie as well, Lee's wife, and all my friends that thought it not robbery. I migrated from the Catholic Church to the Baptist Church, and they like to call it Bapticostal. You're familiar with the Pentecostal. And it was quite a shock for me, coming from an atmosphere much like what you have here. But there was something deep down in my soul that touched me. And I believe my spirit man came in touch with the Word of God at an early age, although I did not live it out at an early age. I believe there's a scripture somewhere that says we've all sinned and fallen short, and I'm still getting up off the floor at 67 years old. But that's the whole idea. I'm going to stray away from tradition, if you will. I just feel right at home. I really, really do. It puts me in touch with my roots and my foundation, and I give honor to the Spirit of Christ again, because I love him so much. Anybody with me on that? Does anybody love the Lord this morning? Just give him praise this morning. Give him glory. He's worthy. He's worthy. Lord, he's worthy. Everything that's in us because of him is because of him. Everything, and I give him honor, praise, and glory. I just stand on his word this morning, and if you will, I'm going to jump right into this, because unlike the Baptist church, we just be getting warmed up right about now. In fact, some would still be straggling in from Sunday school. Can I get an amen from somebody? Yeah. Nevertheless, let me just place a little caveat right there, because you wonder why African Americans traditionally have so much vibrancy and spirit in their services and so forth. It's because we've experienced so much bondage. I just want to keep it real with you. Beth said this was for Black History, and of course we got our calendars all mixed up, mostly me, I'm to blame, but I told her when she said, how about April 2nd, I said, well, I still be Black. You know, so here I am. The problem back then in Black History, I was all healthy, I think, a little bit more healthy than what I am now, and I've had a little bit of time in the hospital and this, that, and the other, and I heard somebody say they can identify with that, so you know where I'm going. I'm leaning on my cane, but I'm really leaning on the arms of the everlasting Lord. The title of my sermon this morning, if you heard the scripture reading, she did that at my behest. I'm glad you came to meet me today. It's a little bit self-serving, but that was Abigail calming down David. If you know anything about David and Nabal and all of that, she said, I'm glad that you came to meet me today. It's a lot of context, so don't worry about that. But the title of this sermon I'd like to say this morning is I'm going to do my part. Amen, somebody? Amen. If you don't even know where I'm going, just come along with me. The title of my sermon is, I'm Going to Do My Part. God created man, he said in Genesis 1:27, in his own image, male and female. That's what God did in the beginning. And then the Lord, my God, says, I don't show partiality. That's what he said in Deuteronomy 10:17. I'm only calling out the scriptures because I see somebody taking notes, and I'm a note taker, so there you go. Galatians 3:28 says, let me further qualify, neither Jew nor Greek nor slave nor free nor male nor female. We are what? All one in who? Christ Jesus. Malachi 2:10 says, have we not all servant agreed to serve the same Father? Has he not all created us? We just said that. We just established that. John 3:4, 13:34 says, it's a new covenant that I'm giving you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. And if that wasn't enough, Acts 10:28 says, he says, you yourselves know how unlawful it is when you call what I've called clean, unclean. What I've called uncommon, common. You know how unlawful that is. And then Acts 10:34 and 35 says, Peter opened his mouth, that impetuous Peter, and I would imagine that would have been me, saying, Lord, I understand what you're talking about. Truly, I understand. God shows no partiality, both in every nation, to anyone who fears him and who does what is right and acceptable to him. Acts 17:26 says, and he made man from one man, from every nation of mankind, to live all on the face of the earth. And then he verified it in Romans 10:12 and 13. I'm going somewhere, ladies and gentlemen, this morning. For there is no distinction between the Jews and the Greek. In case you didn't get it back in the Old Testament, let me further verify it in the New Testament. There's no distinction, for we're all the same. For the same Lord that was back then is back here now, bestowing his riches on us and all who call on his name. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, what? Will be somebody saved in here. I heard him. Okay. Colossians 3:11 says again, no Jew, no Greek, but Christ is all and all in all. Just want to verify that we got it. The Bible repeats itself so well. You ever been in the presence of your parents, or go even further back, your grandparents, and they just repeat, and repeat, and you want them to move on and move on and move on. But they keep repeating. Why? Because you didn't get it. You did not get it. And so the Bible does the same thing. And then Revelations 4:10 just really is hilarious to me, because in the end, what are we looking at? He says, then we sang a song. And they gathered around and they sang this song. And I just want to forego your having to listen to me sing this morning. And I want to play a little bit of that song that they sang in. Y'all remember this song, 1975, War? Anybody know that? That's the song they gathered around and sang. Yeah. The verse of it just simply says, why can't we be friends? I'm gonna do my part. And so David replied to Abigail, thank God he sent you here to meet me today. Romans 10:9-11 says, if you confess, you will believe. We are only then brothers and sisters in Christ. A Christian foundation is based upon the shared devotion to the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's it. The Old Testament deals with our unbelief. Y'all, we may not have been living back then, but it deals with our unbelief. And our unbelief, remember, like the children of Israel kept crying out, give us a king like every other nation. Y'all remember that? Anybody read a little bit of that from your Bible? Give us a king. Make us like everybody else. We want a president. We want somebody to rule over us. And God kept saying, I'm your king. And thank you for that song. Right on, King Jesus. You need to hear it in the African American church. Oh my God, y'all be swinging from the rafters. Am I right, Pam? In fact, I just told Renita, and I'm not morbid or anything, but I just said, look, When I pass on, if I go on before you, have them sing that song at my service. Ride on, King Jesus. Woo. Anyway, leave that alone. The spiritual unity that's gained by us believing in Christ develops real, true friendship. We've established no race, no gender, no ethnicity. Amen, somebody? Is anybody with me? You know, y'all can talk back to me. I know y'all may not be accustomed to this in First Church, but some of these Negroes up in here know what I'm talking about. Y'all can talk back to, you know, it's okay. But it's established. That's it. And people will often ask me, Teresa, how can we change the climate in America? And I point them to this old story that I love, love, love. An author had been sent away in solitude to finish up his last book and so forth. And outside of his beach house, he came upon a little boy slinging starfish back into the ocean. And the little boy, he watched him for hours. He was slinging, picking up starfish. Slinging them back into the beach, back into the water. And the guy was so distracted by that. Finally, he put his pen down because he wasn't getting any work done. And he went out to the little boy and he approached him and he said, son, what are you doing? He said, I'm saving starfish. And he said, the beach is full of them. You'll never get rid of them. It won't matter. And the little boy turned and looked at him. And then he picked up another starfish and flung it out into the ocean. And then he turned to that famous author and he said, "It mattered to that one." One person at a time. You can be kind to one person at a time. That's all it takes. Kindness is contagious. It is the mark and the element of true friendship. It is the beginning of accepting the finished and completed work of Jesus on the cross. He gave himself as a propitiation for our sins. All it takes is one little smile that Amazon has used to make a fortune. They pull up to my house almost every day. And yours too. That's how you change the world. What is the mark in the development of true friendship? It's noticing the little things. It's the follow-up. It's the dependability. The support always to be there. Many of you in this room, black, white, and other, have shown yourselves to be friendly to me. From way back when I was a little girl. You may have forgotten, but like the little boy on the beach, I didn't forget. It matters to me. Friendship means showing up when it matters. It also means you're not threatened by my success. You will call my name out in a room full of opportunities. You will defend me regardless of who's present. Particularly if it involves my safety or my well-being. Am I right or wrong? Is anybody with me? You will applaud my success. You will not be encumbered by envy or jealousy. You will allow me to encourage you. You will keep your promises. You will bring me around people who make you happy so that I can share in your happiness. You'll keep my secrets. You'll hold me accountable. You'll understand me on a deep level and not question the validity of my lack of understanding or my understanding. You'll help me gain a deeper understanding. And so for the sake of time, I have lots more I could say. But for the sake of time and for this opportunity, this pretty much ends my speech, my sermon. Because we are in the beginning of Holy Week. And growing up in the Catholic Church, this was a big deal. As it is, and well it should be. But keep in mind, tomorrow starts an arduous process of beginning to find Jesus guilty of what? Giving up his life. Romans 5:8 says, while we were yet sinners, he gave his life for us, for me. Scripture says we should be working out our own soul salvation. But more often than not, sir, we're working out somebody else's salvation. You don't look right. Your hair's not right. You're not dressed right. You should have wore a red robe. Are y'all with me on that? We stand in judgment. And judgment is not why he died for us. He died for the transformation of our souls. That's the reason. That's the whole idea. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter if you eat pig feet. I don't. Fried chicken, I can't anymore. It doesn't matter. Let's invite one another into our homes and learn of one another. Share with one another. Befriend one another. I want to ask two pointed questions before I sit down. Why do you think Michael Jackson died? And then I'm going to answer the questions because we'll probably get 100 different answers. Some would say he died because he just wanted some, what was it, propanol? What milk? What do you call it? Yeah, there's got a doctor up here. Okay. And I still can't pronounce it. Okay. He just wanted some milk. That's not the reason. He wanted a nap. That's not the reason. He died because he didn't have a friend. He didn't have a friend who said to him way back when, Michael, that's not the true color of your nose. You may want to rethink that. I mean, usually somebody laughs when I say that, but so. But that's the whole idea. You need somebody close enough to you to rein you in and hold you close and whisper in your ear, Teresa, you're jealous. I can see it. You're not forgiving. I can see it. Pull me close. Love me enough to tell me I am at fault. And then love me enough to pronounce, you're the best thing since sliced bread, Teresa. When we pulled up in the driveway and Renita saw my name on the marquee, I didn't see it, couldn't turn around. Trust y'all spelled it right. I don't care. Okay, but that's the way you do, and honor and welcome friends. I'm honored. I truly am honored. Not knowing what I was going to speak on today, I won't embarrass Lee, but he's done some remarkable things in my life. When I couldn't, when I was too stupid to know which way was up. He saved me. I will say this. He saved me from going to jail, being held in contempt because I was ignorant of the law. Much like Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. When he pronounced, next week we'll hear this word, and most of us will walk away and never think about it again until next Easter. Tetelestai, paid in full. Lee Thompson paid my debt in full. Bigger than that, Jesus Christ paid Lee's debt in full. Your debt has been paid. Now, you're in the process of transformation. And that's a good Bible study. Diane, you can take that to the bank. Your debt has been paid in full. Now it's up to you to stop judging others and look in that mirror. It's not a window that you look in the morning. It is a mirror which reflects back to you who you are, what you've done, what you said, how you acted. Testelestai, paid in full. One more question, I promise. With all due respect, does Donald Trump have any friends? I'm going to do my part. God bless you all. Thank you. You got to tell me what to do, Diane, because in black church, I'd lift up a hymn and we'd be rocking and rolling. And
so, go back and sit down.
Go sit down.
Unless we want to flip up.
No question and answer. I love you all, and thank you again for the invite.
Amen.